This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee is asking the agency to issue strong warnings about the hazards of antidepressant drugs in children. The committee decided that after a contentious hearing that reflects an emotional debate. We've heard some of the conflicting stories about the drugs on this program in recent days. The one thing that everyone seems to agree on is that there's not enough information to really know what to do. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The FDA has approved only one antidepressant drug for use in children, Prozac. But doctors have prescribed the others, including Zoloft, Celexa, and Paxil, to millions of kids. Wayne Goodman is chair of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Florida, and he headed the FDA advisory panel. Goodman told panel members that he and other doctors are faced with a dilemma. To prescribe an SSRI, even though it might make a child commit suicide, or not to prescribe an SSRI, even though it might prevent a depressed child from committing suicide.
Nothing in my experience is more tragic than the loss of a child to suicide. To think that I might prescribe an agent that contributed to that outcome is unbearable. Equally unbearable is to think that I did not do enough to prevent it.
The panel considered the available research, commenting over and over again that the studies so far have been too small and too short in duration and have not defined suicidal behaviors uniformly. In fact, there were no actual suicides in the 4,000 children. But in the end, the panel members unanimously agreed that SSRIs double the risk of suicidal thinking or behaviors and therefore could lead to suicide. People who spoke during the public testimony part of the hearing had definite ideas about the safety and effectiveness of the drugs. Alice Erber came from Palo Alto, California, to talk about her son, Jake.
If he had not taken Paxil, he would be alive today. The public and the doctors need to know these suicides and warn people. Tomorrow is Jake's birthday. He would be 22 years old. We are here in his memory making sure this does not happen again.
Then there was Tony Shabila, who has manic depressive illness. He praised three drugs he's been on.
Zoloft, Prozac, and Effexor. They have caused me no side effects. None, however. Please, help me preserve my future. Don't take away my medication. Thank you.
In response to these pleas, the committee agreed unanimously that the FDA should require pharmacies to hand out patient education packets with the drugs. Then they voted to recommend a strict warning for the drugs' labels. Committee members like child psychiatrist James McGough of the University of California at Los Angeles supported both those measures.
The purpose of this, I think, is to really put physicians on notice that this group of medicines can cause these problems. For whatever they think of, to be safe, I think we're really putting the physicians, the real attempt is to inform them that they need to be concerned, they need to monitor for whatever they're using this for.
Doctors pay a lot of attention to these so-called black boxes on labels, and some panel members were worried the black box labeling would scare physicians off. Barbara Wells specializes in psychiatric pharmacy at the University of Mississippi.
I would vote against the black box because of my concerns that it would decrease access to many patients who need to have the medications.
The FDA usually follows the recommendations of its committees. Whether it does in this case will be very closely watched by Congress, which has been holding hearings on the FDA's oversight of this issue. Panel members issued a strong plea for more definitive research, research not sponsored by the drug companies that make the SSRIs. The National Institute of Mental Health has already indicated an interest in sponsoring some trials. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.